At News Radio KMAN, segment number 3 and 4 today feature another regular visit with MCC President Kevin Ingram. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Dave. It's always good to hear your voice, and can't wait till I can be in studio and see you guys again.
I'd appreciate that. That would be nice.
I haven't had a chance to bring you cookies or anything since March.
It's not just your presence that's important. It's the presence that you bring that is also significant in our world.
That was a quick play on words. I like it.
Wasn't it though? You see how quickly I can do that, even on not enough sleep. But then the way it is. Well, we've been talking about all kinds of different things here, with the 383 folks. And at MCC, I'm sure you're dealing with the same things with regard to COVID and all kinds of other fun things. How's that impacting the events of the day at Manhattan Christian College?
Well, it's, obviously when you say the events of the day, it's really the events of the year. And because, in March when we moved online, it obviously changed the way we finished the semester. And it's obviously, changed us most recently with the spike that we've had in Manhattan. And, obviously just in the surrounding area, it's been a tough little spike. And it hit us a few weeks ago, just like it did everybody else. And, thankfully that, there were positive cases on campus. And but the impact is multiplied by, the quarantine that people who have been exposed. And so we've been dealing with that and making sure that we get,
Kevin?
In this summer when we met to, do we open up our campus again and reopen it and make sure that we're ready for the year? And, our goal that we put out very specifically is that we wanted a campus that was safe and healthy, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally for everyone who would be a part of our campus. And, every one of those things were very intentional because, I think everybody's realizing that this this pandemic and this virus is not just affecting people physically, but the impact that it can have on people mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And, I think the quarantines, really when you have, more people who are quarantined than have the virus, then, the impact mentally, emotionally, and spiritually is harder on them than it is physically. And so, we set that goal and we've done well, but like I said just a few minutes ago that, we've been fighting that challenge here just recently with the uptick in cases in Manhattan, Kansas. And so, 2 weeks ago, moving into Thanksgiving, we made the decision to move all of our classes online. And we did that because, for one, from a consistency perspective, when you would have a classroom with maybe 10 students and only one or two were in the room and eight, I'm just giving random numbers here, weren't in the room and going online, that we felt like consistently wise, let's move it all online. But we kept our campus open with some very strict, fences and hedges around it. Our library remained open, but, we limited the time where students from Johnson Hall could go from in this time frame, and Kenoyer Hall, our women's residence hall, could go from this time frame, and our off-campus students could come at this time frame. And it was just to check things out, make copies, and then they could not sit in there and study. But then we cleaned in between each group, and then our meal delivery all became all to go. Nobody was sitting and hanging out in our campus center eating. They had to take their meals to go, and those students who were quarantined, we delivered meals to them. And so, obviously, when you open up a college, I think I said this a couple of months ago, you're opening not only a college, but you're opening two motels and a dining facility, which is a restaurant. And we have chapel, which is a church, and you have an activity center, which then you're opening an event center. And so it's, many components to it, Dave, that have really made it a unique time. But I appreciate what the MCC family has done and how they have handled that. And, it continues to go as well as it can in the midst of all the struggle.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you address, the emotional and spiritual impact that you're challenged with. What kind of steps have you taken to help your both students and your faculty and staff at MCC?
Yeah, we've obviously we have weekly chapel and we've been able to hold that in person. Where we bumped up all of our classes up a classroom size, and so a class of you know, in our classroom of 25 now meets in a classroom that holds 50, and our class of 50 meets in our chapel. And then chapel, we moved into the activity center, and Howie's activity center has really been a blessing, not only for athletics, but also for this. So we were able to have chapel in there with everybody socially distanced. And so it's been a real benefit. And so our chapel speakers have been very specifically addressing, you know, some of that. We had one a few weeks ago come in from Flagstaff, Arizona. He was, his daughter's at MCC, and he'd come in to see her for Parents Weekend, and he spoke in chapel. And he just specifically talked about stress and what are we doing to handle stress. And our theme for the year is also grace, which I think is so appropriate. Students picked it. And what a great theme for us to be focused on grace, because this year we need grace relationally with each other. And in handling the difficulties with roommates who are maybe quarantined together, you know, they need a little more grace when they're in the room together all day long and can't see other friends. And so, you know, we've done that. Our small groups are still meeting. Our in our residence halls, we have dorm devotions on Monday night, and you know, they have still been meeting, even though lately that's been curtailed. But, you know, we've been doing all of that we can, and still Zooming with students. And we also have a counseling agreement with a local counseling a group, and that our students can take advantage of it at a very, very reduced rate. And the college pays an annual fee on that to help students have that availability. And then, you know, one of our strengths is all of our teaching faculty come out of church background. All of our teaching faculty have a pastoral experience and background. And so, I mean, it happens just all throughout campus, not only formally in what I just shared, but also informally in all the relationships. And I really, really think that we do a great job of supporting our students, although it's been challenging, you know, it's because it's challenging all of us.
Has there been, you know, the pandemic aspects that you have incorporated into some of the curriculum that you have at Manhattan Christian College?
Say that again, now.
Have there been some, you know, some lessons or, you know, perspectives with the pandemic that you've incorporated within the studies there at the school?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure our faculty are handling that very, you know, specifically. And, you know, since chapel is remote right now, you know, like I even did a chapel message today and filmed it, and they'll be playing it on Thursday. And that was very much the target of my focus is, you know, and being able to share that. And so it's not only a part of chapel, but it's a part of classes. And obviously, you know, just when you're teaching the Bible, there's a lot of great messages there that encourage people. And we've tried to take advantage of that and share it as, you know, as broadly as we can. And, you know, really it just, you know, it happens throughout the curriculum at MCC with just the messages that we share, period. So.
Kevin Ingram of Manhattan Christian College is our guest here in the second half of K-Man's In Focus today. Kevin, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit about some athletic endeavors. Got some good things to talk about there. And I know you've got some special events on the way that you'd like to touch base on as well.
Yes, sir.
It's K-Man's In Focus, Kevin Ingram. By the way, I saw on your signature on the email, J. Kevin Ingram. I didn't know there was a J.
Yes, sir. My first name is John, spelled J-O-N. And so my mother wanted me to go by Kevin, but wanted John as my first name. So that's why it ended up that way.
Kind of curious. Thanks. Back
yes,
in a
sir.
Moment.
Thank you.